Good day, beautiful people of God. This is Pastor Dewey Modi on the Hub of New Mexico and at For God's Glory Alone Ministries. We are praying for you this day. We pray up before we do these podcasts on the Hub and at For God's Glory Alone Ministries. We pray that these are the words that God wants us to speak to you this day. You know, my friend Pastor Ruben Gomez out of Midland, Texas, he sends me each day Oswald Chambers devotions, and I also get his devotions in my email, and this is so powerful today. This got my fire going this morning. I'm thinking that I'm going to blow up here before long. So fired up in the Lord today. We've had the coffee pot on since 3:30 this morning at For God's Glory Alone Ministries. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23-24. When we pray to be sanctified, are we prepared to face the standard of these verses, says Oswald Chambers? We take the term sanctification much too lightly. Are we prepared for what sanctification will cost? It will cost an intense, I love how he puts this, it will cost an intense narrowing of all our interests on earth, and an immense broadening of all our interests in God. Sanctification means intense concentration on God's point of view. Nicodemus, that's where I want to take us today. After that powerful message, we're going to talk about Nicodemus. Okay, John 3, 1 through 21. It all started at night when Nicodemus, a Pharisee and a ruler of the Jews, John 3, 1, came to the light. Verse 21. Nicodemus makes three appearances in the book of John. 3, 1 through 21, 7, 50 through 52, 19, 39 through 42. And by the third time, we see that the truth Jesus planted in his heart had powerfully taken root. Has that happened to you? Although Jesus had been condemned by Nicodemus's colleagues, Luke 23, 13 through 24, it no longer made a difference to him. He knew Jesus was the true Messiah, the hope of Israel and the world. How do we know he arrived at this decision? Because normally the bodies of those who had been crucified were thrown on the trash heap of the city. Yet after Jesus was removed from the cross, Joseph claimed his body, prepared it for burial, and then placed him in a brand new tomb. Nicodemus was right beside Joseph. He brought myrrh and aloes and assisted in Christ's burial, John 19, 38 through 41. It is believed that the spices used for the Lord's burial were those personally belonging to Nicodemus. Instead of saving them for his own burial, he gave them to Jesus as an offering of love and devotion. John 19:39 tells us the spices weighed about 100 pounds, which would have been the amount used to bury a great king, not merely a good man or a simple teacher. Nicodemus acknowledged that Jesus is the Son of God and treated him with great respect. We also know that according to the law of Moses, no priest was to defile himself for a dead person, because touching the deceased body would make him unclean. Yet that also did not matter to Nicodemus, because he realized that in his new eternal life, he was completely unblemished. Today, Nicodemus' example still teaches us. We learn from him that Jesus is always there for us, night or day. We learn that in God's perfect timing, he will answer our most confounding questions. We learn that regardless of our status, nothing is more important than the life of Jesus within us. And we learn that no matter how great our sacrifice, it can never compare to Jesus' sacrifice for us. I close with this today, my friends. Peace with God is the fruit of oneness with God. Peace with God is the fruit of oneness with God. May God bless you and yours forever and ever. May the peace of Jesus be with you. We love you more than you'll ever know. I'm Pastor Dewey Modi on the Hub of New Mexico and at For God's Glory Alone Ministries.